broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for October the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so using the Constitution for the United States of America. After all, it is the blueprint for liberty and the supreme law of the land. The checks and balances are brilliant and one of the great solutions we have today. Not to mention we reject revolution and stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Yesterday we had an incredible broadcast. We talked about the fact that MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell joins Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. They all got shut down by the courts, folks. The courts will not allow them to literally sue Connex, or not Connex, sorry, Dominion Voting Systems. I got a Connex story coming up, by the way. Dominion Voting Systems, they can't sue Dominion, no, but Dominion can sure sue them. What a shame the courts have turned into. Nothing but a political wedge driven by the deep state. It's out of control. Yesterday on the simulcast of the Liberty Roundtable Live show and the Sheriff Mac show, we had Patrick Byrne on the radio, former CEO of Overstock. And we talked about deplorables proven right once again. We talked about Patrick Byrne being interviewed by William Jasper. He says elections are quite perilous, as they had an interview in the New American. Patrick is afraid they're going to try to radically steal this election, create violence and discord, and blame it on him, or including the rest of us, anybody who's standing up for election integrity. Have you heard of onemoremission.com? That is the website of Patrick Byrne now, onemoremission.com. It's a nonpartisan, non-party affiliated opportunity for patriots of all stripes to stand up for the Constitution and watch the polls to prevent election manipulation. Election cheating, we talked about let us count the ways with Patrick Byrnes. We talked about these John Monahan lawsuits. Believe it or not, Patrick Byrne dropped the bombshell on the radio. There's all kinds of lawsuits behind the scenes, folks, that are attacking the deep state criminals. And you know what? They're hitting pay dirt. We'll keep an eye out on that for you. By the way, it's official. Fauci got paid big money. We deserve the truth. It's fully time to investigate Anthony Fauci and his actions on COVID-19, says Rand Paul and others. Why did he advise lockdowns? Why did he demand mask mandates? Why does he deny science and continue to push vaccination and boosters? The answer's simple. He made millions on the pandemic, and folks are wanting to dig in and investigate and find out why and prosecute, and good luck to them. I hope they're successful, but I don't have a lot of confidence. Anyway, archives of the broadcast for TV, Brighteon.com. Check it out. Archives in radio, LovingLiberty.net. Check it out. In hour two, we talked about popular science warns about weather as a weapon. Not only is global climate manipulation possible today, it's been going on for nearly seven decades. Now listen to the second fascinating headline. China's weather manipulation brings crippling snowstorm to Beijing. That's popular science, folks. Let me say that again. China's weather manipulation brings crippling snowstorm to Beijing. PopSci, P-O-P-S-C-I.com. That's the popular science website. So we've been telling you that weather manipulation was true and real and going on, and everybody mocked us and laughed. Now popular science doubling down and admitting we were right once again. Susan Collins, she says, quote, I wouldn't be surprised if a lawmaker is killed. That's in the New York Times, folks. Now, I pray nobody gets killed, but they're getting radical and violent out there. I'll tell you that right now. We got to pray for peace and follow the Prince of Peace. I'll tell you that. I guess a man tried to abduct a girl. She's 10 years old. She ripped down his mask and got away, but his parents recognized their son and his car, and they turned their son in. based on surveillance videos. Now, the mainstream press is going to talk about the girl and how good it is that she got free, and amen to that. I commend that. I'm glad. But there's an interesting little side tidbit in the story. Remember on Liberty Roundtable Live, we tell you this is Solutions Radio, right? We always tell you that we bring up the same stories the mainstream press does sometimes, but when we do, we have an absolutely completely different take on the story. Or we talk about completely different stories that they won't touch with a 10-foot pole. Well, we've told you over and over, based on the 2000 Mules movie, that they can use cell phone data to track where a person is, where they're going to be, by their phones, date, times, etc., with tremendous accuracy, right? Yeah, we told you that. And the mainstream press mocked and laughed and went, oh my gosh, whacked out. Doo-doo-doo, conspiracy theories everywhere. However, now this story about this 10-year-old girl, I'm back to the story. I'm not lost, I promise. About this 10-year-old girl, listen carefully to the head to the line in the article. Ready? Police say that this man, Genelers or whatever his last name is, cell phone data was pinged as they looked for this suspect, and they found the cell phone in the area of the abduction attempt at the time that it was happening. Do you read me, ladies and gentlemen? The cops used cell phone data. They pinged his phone and they said, hey, he was in the exact location at the exact timing this abduction was going down. And we used that as part of the evidence against this suspect. He's now been arrested. Well, that's phenomenal news. I'm glad he was arrested. But the sidebar of this story is, when the mainstream press told you that cell phone data couldn't be used in the way we said, so let me ask a question. If it can be in the area where a guy tried to abduct a girl, based on the area, based on the time, based on the date, could that be done for ballot boxes too? The answer is a clear, resounding yes, and the New York Times just proved us, along with other government-controlled media, just proved us correct once again. See how they do it, ladies and gentlemen? They say we're conspiracy mongers. But look, folks, they've been attacking elections forever. And we have information on this. They then attack us in the New York Times over and over again. But we've now proven the cell phone data to be factual. How come it works with a girl being abducted, but it doesn't work with a ballot box? They betray themselves and tell the truth inadvertently in other stories, and we catch them at it all the time. Because why? This is truth-telling, solutions-oriented, Liberty Roundtable Live. That's why. You ready for the next story? So the New York Times yesterday trashed us as conspiracy theorists. True the Vote, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable, CSPOA, Patrick Byrne, Richard Mack, all of us, saying we're whacked out. We all met with True the Vote in Phoenix and had a conspiracy fest. And in there, we claimed that there was government servers. Private servers that had government data. Election data on it. And those servers were in China. And they said, oh, my gosh, these conspiracy people are nuts. The truth is Connex, this company, does not keep data in China. Well, you want to know what happened just in the last 24 hours since I reported this whacked out story from the communist? That's my opinion, which I'm entitled to. The communist style New York Times lied and said there was no data stored in China. Well, get a load of this. You ready? Election software executive of Konik. That's the company we're talking about, right? His name is Gene Yu, okay? And we told you that he was storing data in China. And they laughed and mocked and said, without evidence, without proof. Now he got arrested within the last 24 hours by the Los Angeles County. And officials are saying that, hey, it's suspicion of theft of data. The company has been accused by groups challenging the validity of the 2020 presidential elections. We say that he stored information about poll workers, etc., on servers in China. We did. That's what we said. That's right. Now the company has repeatedly denied keeping data anywhere but inside the United States. But Mr. Gasson's office, I guess he's with the Los Angeles, county there, said that its investigators have now found data stored in China. And holding data there in China would violate Connex's contract with the County of Los Angeles, the district attorney's office said. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We said that it was happening. We had a meeting about it to get this out in the press. They lied and tried to cover it up. Even as much as yesterday, they lied to try to cover it up. I brought up the story yesterday, and 24 hours later, I bring up the fact that Mr. Yu is now arrested. James Edwards is with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Sam, it is great to be here. As overworked and underpaid as we are, it is always great to be with you. And I got to thank the good Lord for the weather. I got to thank the good Lord for the weather as we get started the last week. That merciless heat and humidity in the American South is gone. Fall is here. It is autumn in Dixie. So, you know, how can I complain?
I'm going to start singing Christmas in Dixie if you don't stop.
Soon enough, my friend.
Think about this Connick story, buddy. We've been telling you that there's been data stored in China. They claimed we were lying. Now this guy got arrested.
Boy, I mean, I listened to that a riveting recap, much less the entire story as you broke it down previously. But everything that's going on geopolitically right now is just leading towards some sort of potentially global shifting event with what you're talking about in China, obviously. Well, I hear the music. We can certainly continue on with this after the break. So much going on both here and abroad. Maybe we'll have time to talk about it.
Amen to that reality check. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so the Connex man and the New York Times and everybody else who claims there was nothing to the claims that we were making about him storing data in China now has the Los Angeles County investigators saying, yeah, he did store data in China. It's a problem, and they've literally pushed for him to be extradited and arrested. The bottom line is now what do the mainstream press say? They still say we're lying. They still call us election deniers. All right. Well, good luck with that, ladies and gentlemen. The fact is the company claims they didn't keep data in China, but the fact is there's evidence that they did. Problem for them. Just thought we'd bring that to your attention as we continue to stand for election integrity, ladies and gentlemen. Yay or ye or whatever you say for this guy's name, Kanye West, in the news. And I guess he shredded the Black Lives Movement on Tuesday, calling the group a scam on his Instagram account. But now they say it's a deleted story. But in that rant, he said everyone knows that Black Lives Matter is a scam. I don't know why he wimped out and deleted it, but good for him for pointing out the truth. Now, I'll give you a comparison to Kanye. David A. Clark Jr., well-known former sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, black man, good friend of mine. He claims that Black Lives Matter is a scam, too, and he doesn't back down. In fact, he had a big battle in Utah with the Utah Sheriff's Association. They invited him to speak and paid $10,000 to bring him in to speak. And then, what do they call that thing? They're not really allowed to say this, but the NAACP, what's that? The Advancement of Colored People? I thought they didn't use that term anymore, CP. But anyway, they got a hold of the Sheriff's Association and talked them out of bringing David A. Clark Jr. in, because David A. Clark Jr. says, hey, man, Black Lives Matter is bogus. And he says the NAACP is bogus. Well, so the NAACP used their incredible influence in the state of Utah and talked the Utah Sheriff's Association out of having David speak. So they canceled it. Wow, interesting enough, we're working on bringing David Clark into town just to mock these clowns. Nevertheless, good for Kanye for standing up, or Ye, whatever his name is, Ye. Anyway, good for him standing up, but yet he wimped out. James Edwards, your comments.
Well, first of all, I want to know if David Clark still got paid, if they can't.
Yeah, he did. I know for a fact he said it on the radio with me.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Well,
I had him on
him.
The air. We talked about it, and yes, he kept the money. You're darn right.
All right. Well, that's a little bit of good news. But, yeah, this thing okay with Kanye West, a.k.a. Yeezy, a.k.a. Ye.
Yeah, that's why
cool
I say his name
way.
Is Ye, because it's Kanye. It's not Kanye, my friend.
Oh,
but anyway.
Oh yeah, not Ye. That's right. Yeah, okay. All right. That's right. That's right. That follows. Well, it there was more to the story than
I know the Bible makes
Black
you
Life.
Believe it's Ye if you're a Bible reader, but I'm just telling you,
that's
how does
right.
Kanye Holy. Become Ye?
Well, that's the, that's right. That's the King James version kind of impacting us, and that's just the way the Lord spoke it too, by the way, in that old English. But so there was more to the Kanye story than what you mentioned. And that is the fact that in addition to his comments about Black Lives Matter, he and Candace Owens showed up at Paris Fashion Week at one of these huge industry fashion shows in Paris, one of the biggest events in that circuit.
Big old W on the shirts.
Big old T-shirts that read White Lives Matter. So here's Kanye West, who before the Kim Kardashian marriage and all of that was really one of the top influencers in his field whatever he was, a rapper, as a cultural icon, media manufactured creation to be sure, but he's now using that platform. Obviously, he was a Trump supporter. Now he is denouncing Black Lives Matter and wearing to Paris Fashion Week White Lives Matter T-shirts. That is huge. Now, is it a stunt? Is it whatever? I think there's probably something to it. I think there is probably a little bit of sincerity to that. But I'll tell you, no matter what it is it's the latest sign that white advocacy, as every other group of people, every other race or ethnicity, whatever you want to call it, every other tribe has its own advocates and group interests. It is becoming mainstream and normalized at the edge of conservatism. And it has been about a year since the term anti-white went mainstream. So, yes, I can't argue with what Kanye West is saying here. And I'm a strong believer in subverting taboos. So it always helps when prominent people with large public platforms help us bust those taboos. So very big, I think, a good thing for us. I'm always happy to have an assist. And Kanye West delivered one for the good guys.
Now, I find that interesting, though. White Lives Matter. Kanye's kids are half white, right?
That is right.
Are they white kids or black kids? I'm just kind of wondering, because what we like to do when somebody's half black is we like to say they're black. But if Kanye's going to say White Lives Matter, then we got to say his kids are white, don't we?
That's an interesting thing. Certainly most mixed race people do identify as black because it's a lot easier to do that. You're certainly going to open up more doors for you. But that is interesting. As mixed product of a mixed race relationship, they are, in fact, at least that much white as well. So maybe he's advocating for his own kids here. Imagine that.
The other question that I have for this is, if Kanye identifies as white, is he white?
Well, I tell you what, that's no more ridiculous than men identifying as one of the 57 sexes and genders that we now have on the table that have been officially certified by science, quote unquote. So, yeah, sure. Why not?
Now, they're also having these clinics all across the country to bind women, or, you know, women's breasts, to turn them into male chests, and literally, I don't even know how to say this on the radio, but literally disfigure organs. I'll just put it like that, okay? Do all this weird. Can't we just have pigmentation adjustment clinics?
Well, you know, you did have that Rachel Dolezal over in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, she was a white chick, you know, identified as black.
Yeah, well, so, and she tanned a lot and kind of passed herself off as black. I don't know how she got that done, and, you know, that all unraveled, but nevertheless.
If you're a woman and you say you're black, you don't dare contradict that, my friend, or you're going down. That's how she got away with it. Nobody had the guts to say, hold on a minute. It's like the emperor with no clothes. You don't dare say, buddy, you're naked. You don't say that, right?
Well, once the legitimate blacks figured out she was culturally appropriating, they did.
Then they had a cow.
On that, but yeah, that's right. Well, they didn't want her to have. They didn't want a white woman to have any of their benefits.
I don't know why Kanye deleted the stories. My only concern with this.
You know, hey, as you and I both know, both very much veterans of these things, you know, there is a certain amount of pressure society applies, and I think he's a little more probably susceptible to that than we are.
All right. So can I say yay for ye?
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Good.
Just wondering, are ye for yay? How does it work? Anyway, I'm just glad he's not gay. That's all I'm saying. All right, back to the story at hand. And you guys can try to slaughter me for that. But see, I don't believe in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, gender-affirming, dishonest lie. Now, I want to talk about science for a second. Who owns science? I just got to understand this for a second, James. Who owns science?
Yeah, now this is a good question. I don't know exactly what you're driving for, but I would say this about that. So the scientific
community.
Well,
there's two topics of science at hand we're going to discuss in relation to this question. So first
well,
one is this idea about males and females and black and white, okay?
Well, it's just the same as any other institution. So whether you're talking about government, whether you're talking about academia, the media, even organized churches, the people at the top don't want. Well, I'll give you another example. Okay, so there was just this situation in South Carolina just a couple of days ago. I came across a story where a professor at that university had been there for two decades, had gone to an event to preserve a Confederate monument. Now imagine that, as a man in the South, in South Carolina, going to an event to
preserve history.
Yeah, to preserve history of a great American, by the way. It was Robert E. Lee. And so this was years ago when he did it, but the media just found out about it. So now they're calling for his job. It's a big scandal, so-called. But this is the point. So anytime you get somebody like that, and whether or not hopefully he'll keep his job, but when you have a situation like that, it makes the news. All of your peers wring their hands. There's negative press. You're being drugged through the mud. Now, that is a social price to pay. I mean, we could say it's easy because we've done it, but this is something that is uncomfortable for a lot of people. But the message gets out, okay? Hey, I don't want to be like that guy. I better do whatever society tells me to do. I better say what society tells me to say. I better not go to anywhere society doesn't want me to go to. So when society starts promoting all of these things, homosexuality, transgenderism, a million different sexes, everybody gets the picture, all of the disciplines, including science. So everybody goes along with it. And if you do have a scientist and say, hey, the emperor has no clothes here, he's going to get the professor's treatment. And that's how they keep everybody cowed and the herd moving in one direction. It's just that simple.
Well, I'm going to take it on, ladies and gentlemen. A lie straight from the pit of hell in the United Nations. We'll tell you about it in seconds in relation to owning science. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable, live with James Edwards.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storms are increasingly likely in the Caribbean Sea, and another one could pose a threat to parts of Central America this weekend or early next week. In the wake of Hurricane Ian's devastating strike in Florida, the Atlantic hurricane season still has a little less than 2 months remaining, including the typically active month of October. The latest energy buildup, known to meteorologists as INVEST-91L, is headed toward Windward Islands just north of the coast of South America. Elon Musk has offered to proceed with a $44 billion buyout of Twitter, according to a letter sent by his lawyer to Twitter's legal team and was submitted to the Securities and Exchange Commission. According to the letter, Musk has agreed to proceed in closing the transaction in accordance with the April 25th merger agreement and pay $54.20 per share. Gerber Kawasaki Wealth and Investment Management CEO Ross Gerber on Bloomberg Technologies.
And I got out of this mess because I didn't want to be involved with this mess, and I'm grateful I did. I lost a little money, but this is a mess. It's really not great for Elon. That said, I'm glad that it's going to come to a conclusion, and hopefully, as a Tesla investor, we can get back to focusing on the most exciting company in the world.
The United States and South Korea held joint live-fire military drills in response to North Korea's long-range ballistic missile tests that caused alarm in Japan as it flew over the island country on Tuesday. Officials in Seoul apologized after a South Korean missile failed and crashed near the coastal town of Gangneung during one of the live drills on Wednesday. Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge on Major League Baseball TV hit his 62nd home run of the season on Tuesday, breaking Roger Maris's American League record set in 1961. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Science is, I don't know what you want to call it, but it just exists. It is facts, it is data, it is evidence, it is truth. Science comes from God and God's law. Whether you're in mortality on the earth or not, the world was created by God, and you got to believe that reality. So you say God owns the science, or you can say nobody owns the science. It just exists, and everybody has the right to discover it and embrace it and document it and prove when it's not, etc., and so on. But UN Secretary Melissa Fleming, quote, "We own the science, and we think that the world should know it." And then she says, "And the platforms themselves also do." Now, I don't know what the platforms themselves also do, unless she's trying to tell you that I own science. Because, see, I own a radio platform called Liberty News Radio, and I partner with other people that own platforms, lovingliberty.net, Bridie on radio, Bridie on TV. We all own platforms. Therefore, I think that Melissa's trying to tell you from the UN that we own the science. But I disagree with her. I don't own any science at all, and neither does she. She's lying. It's fake news. She needs to be stopped from her criminal activity, but she has sway, and her actions matter. So UN Secretary for Global Communications, Melissa Fleming, said that the, quote, international organization, meaning the United Nations, collaborated with Google to push its own climate change resources to the top of the internet search results. Fleming claimed during an interview with what's called the World Economic Forum that using platforms like Google to do this would ensure that the correct science was being promoted on the internet. She's a criminal, folks. And here's my question. So she wants to own the science on climate change. But what about the science with regards to male and female? Science proves there are X and XY realities. That's fundamental science. Anybody who denies that denies science. So if I own the science and I'm telling you the truth about XY factually, I'm also telling you that climate change is nothing but a propaganda, dishonest, satanic lie for governments to control people. Now, who owns the science? James, me or her? We both have so-called platforms, but I have a legitimate media platform and she does not.
The fact that these people have become spokesmen and it's virtually unchallenged because of, again, the peer pressure or because the fear that truth tellers would have of being, you know, thrown out by the establishment, how the people who think this way assumed to the main seat at the head table in all of our institutions and in all of our educational disciplines is something people are going to ponder long after things have long after there's been a reckoning. But yes, this whole thing with science, I mean, we remember this during Black Lives Matter. Of course, the media speaks with one voice. They're just a mouthpiece for the system. There's never any diversity of opinion in any of the reporting on any story, no matter what. And you saw that with the whole COVID thing. And I can remember vividly, simultaneously, the establishment press excoriating Donald Trump for holding rallies, saying these are super spreader events and that he was killing all of these people, who, you know, putting them at the risk of death to have these rallies and have all of these people in close proximity, while simultaneously, during that same exact time period, you had even bigger crowds of Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists engaging in arson and looting and anarchy. And not only did they not just not mention the fact that, hey, if that's a super spreader event, then what is this, you know, so-called super spreader event? They said it cannot be transferred at these events, that it cannot be. These are both outdoor events. Trump events, yes. Black Lives Matter, terrorism, no. They actually said that there was no threat of COVID being transmissible at one of these riots. Okay, and then, you know, I saw an article just this week. Just this week, I think it was yesterday, it said the flu had virtually disappeared for the last 2 years, but this year it's coming back strong. Well, that was just another thing. All of those COVID things, a lot of that was flu. The flu didn't just disappear for 2 years and now it's back. I mean, it was always there, but none of these people are challenged. And this whole thing with there's more than two genders, you are whatever gender you think you are, the media, so-called science, so-called people like this, the United Nations promoting this, kids buying into this because they see it glamorized, and then they go and look, the buck stops with the parents, too. There's no doubt about that. But so-called science, the media, governments promoting this as some sort of a lifestyle alternative, be who you really are, be who you feel you are. Obviously, some weak-minded people are going to play into this, and then irreparable harm.
Yeah, you can't
harm
feel like
done.
You're black if you're white. You can't feel like you're white if you're black. There, you can't feel like that. You just feel like you're a different gender and stuff like that. I kind of feel
but
like
then
I'm 10
done.
Feet tall, though. James.
Wait, you know, but then after this happens, Sam, you know, you see it glamorized. Oh, how brave this kid's, you know, lopping off their genitals. Oh, this is wonderful. But, you know, so often, these kids come to regret it not long after, a couple of
the
years
rate
after.
Of suicide
and then the harm
is through
done.
The roof. Yeah,
absolutely. And they're disfigured and mutilated forever. They can never lead a normal, healthy life. The people who are promoting this, they should all face the death penalty. That's how serious.
By the way,
it is.
I interviewed a gentleman who he was a male and he transitioned to be a female, meaning he got everything done. I mean, everything you could possibly do, he did, including the gender changing genital surgery, everything. And then he decided that he wanted to be a man again, and he came back to be a man. And now he's testifying all over the country about how bogus it is, how the lies are told. He documents and breaks down the whole thing. And I asked him every single intimate question you could ask. And the summation is that the plumbing doesn't work or anything else after all these abusive, hostile, genital manipulating realities. And I asked him specifically about, you know, all kinds of details. I won't even go into it on the radio. But he affirmed that it's absolutely, completely bogus lie. Everybody.
Well, I mean, because again, this goes back to what you're talking about, and it's a great topic that you brought up. God's law, natural law, God's science. The human body was made by God, and you're not going to improve upon his design. These men, you know, by the way, again, not to get too graphic, but if, you know, they're having their genitals removed, and then they are putting in artificial female genitalia, right? Okay, so you have this... you know, this hole, and
fake lady parts. Let's just say that
lady parts. Okay, that's right. So they've taken off their male parts and have substituted artificial lady parts, and of course the human body is designed by God, who is the author of science. In a male, the body sees this as a wound, and the body forevermore tries to close that wound, to try to heal that wound. And so the people who undergo this gender reassignment, so-called, they have to keep opening up that wound.
And drugs, you know, to maintain the health so that it doesn't spiral the body down into all kinds of issues.
So it's just, I mean, the idea that this could be promoted as something that is healthy, that is natural, that is good, that is right. Everybody that is doing this, I mean, if I advocated for someone to be murdered and, you know, convince someone to go out and either commit suicide or be murdered, I could be tried for that. I don't see how these people aren't being tried. And in a healthy society, they would be.
You're not seeing this in Russia, by the way. The thugs are in charge of the asylum. The deep state that believes and wants to push this agenda holds all the cards.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. And I had a member of European Parliament on my program, or excuse me, a former member of European Parliament on my program last weekend. And, you know, say what you will, but Vladimir Putin, this member of European Parliament, said it was the most important speech in a century. Okay, he called out America and the West for this degeneracy. He called America outright satanic. And it's hard to argue with it.
And he's spot on right. Just because he's Russian and just because he's not the United States, that doesn't mean we can't call a spade a spade. When he's right, let's give him credit for being right. It's not about people. It's about principles, sir. He's right.
And of course, there's a difference between the American people. There's a difference between the American people and the people who live and work and praise the Lord and are, you know, doing the best they can in America's heartland. You know, obviously there's at least two different Americas. There is Middle America and the South and the Mountain West, and then there's the Left Coast and the Acela Corridor. So there is a difference between Americans and America, if you know what I mean, in terms of America being our government, our media, these corrupt Antichrist institutions that are promoting the things we're talking about. So yes, it is that. I mean, we would have gotten so excited if some low-level member of the state legislature had given a speech like this
to say what Putin said.
Yeah, well, you're talking about a leader of arguably the second greatest superpower in the world throwing down the gauntlet, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Amen. Amen. And we commend him for saying it. We call all bureaucrats in America, and we call the United Nations and everybody else. You know what? You don't own any science, ladies and gentlemen. You lie to yourself and pretend you're God. You need to stop it. Science exists, and we either embrace it or deny it based on our reality check. Donald sued CNN for $475 million, said the network tried to smear him with scandalous false and defamatory labels. Details and conversation coming up.
Scott Radley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
All right, so the Donald sued CNN for $475 million. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate that. But Donald promised he was going to change the libel laws so that he could get something done and sue these people and win lots of money. He didn't change anything when he was in office. Now he's suing them a day late and a dollar short. I hope he wins because I think he deserves it. I think they are scandalous thugs, and they lied and slandered him big time. Dominion went after Fox and everybody else and is slaughtering them. So there are, you know, possible wins here. I don't know that there are for the Donald or not. Time will tell. But $475 million, he threatened to sue CNN. Never did it. Finally, before the election, he does it. So you'll vote for him again, James.
Boy, you know, fool me once, fool me twice. I'm ready to get fooled a third time because if he runs, he is a chaotic candidate. And I think he pushes it to the next level. We are at such a fever pitch of discontent here in this country. I think we just need a good stern push and this whole thing could unravel. And Sam, you know, the whole idea, God knows, if we were of one people and we shared commonality and we shared a faith in Christ, I mean, maybe you could put Humpty Dumpty back together again, but America is too far gone for that. It is just not going to happen. Realistically, it is not going to happen. You're not going to have a multicultural society like this that agrees on nothing.
And the reason you're not is because the people that could stop it will not stand up. We're talking about leaders of religious organizations and churches. We're talking about conservative people all across the country. They used to call us the moral majority. We're talking about the religious people. They say they used to believe that most of us we're God-fearing people. Now they claim we're not even a godly nation anymore. Okay, so the reason that we cannot succeed is because of all the lack of backbone. Look, everybody needs to stand up and say, you know what, you're psychotic on the science. Males are men are men. Okay, dudes are dudes. Chicks are chicks. You got to understand this. We're not debating this with you. You're off your rock crazy. You're psychotic. You're nuts. We're not going to play games with your propaganda. We're not going to play nice and pretend that we need to be gentle with you or we're the bad guy. That's a lie, too. We're not going to debate. We're just simply going to tell you, hey, science is science. Men are men, women are women. There's X and there's XY, okay? And I'm telling you right now, you cannot change the genes. You're lying to yourself. The Creator made male and female in his image. That's where the buck stops. Either you believe in God and believe that or you don't. You don't believe in God either.
And that's the thing. And, well, look, just a much more trivial example. Next weekend is Columbus Day. Now, that's always been a hero of mine. I like the man who dared death and sailed beyond the horizon. But then it's Indigenous Peoples Day to have the people. Well, I'm not going to celebrate that. I'm not going to celebrate Juneteenth either. We agree on nothing. And this whole thing, yes, I don't want to live with people in a community, in a society where they're trying to get my children to embrace these sinful, deadly abortion, transgenderism, homosexuality. That's a culture of death. I don't want to be anywhere around people like that. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like they're going anywhere either. So we need to be separate.
All right. So will Donald win or lose his lawsuit? A prediction, James?
He's going to lose it. Why, he's going to lose it, of course. He's lost everything. But what I like about Donald is I think he takes us closer to that next level where you can really have a settling of affairs and hopefully.
Yeah, if Donald wins, you got to use that as case precedence to reopen your case.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to win. I don't think he's won in court
maybe
ever.
Donald can help you with your case after he wins lots of money.
Well, he did get that one judge to give him some minor victory, and she got the same treatment as the professor. See, this is the thing. The lesson is taught every time somebody steps out of bounds. We talked about her last time.
Yeah,
her
you
name
can't
was
leave the reservation
Judge
Eileen
there, Cannon. No. Yeah, Judge Eileen Cannon down in Florida, and she ruled in one of Trump's motions in his favor with regard to the Mar-a-Lago raid. And then she was, the New York Times, or excuse me, the Washington Post, this, obscure judge faces scrutiny. And that's the game that they play. So that's how you keep everybody in line. Nobody
you
wants to
got
be obscure.
Trump judges going against, Trump appointed judges going against the Donald and all we stand for now, too, because they're afraid they'll get slaughtered if they don't. Now, Elon Musk in the news as well, speaking of media and lawsuits. Musk offers to end legal fight. Pay $44 billion to buy Twitter, and I've got some questions, James. If this happens, here's my questions. What will Twitter be like with Musk at the helm? Remember, the guy's a socialist, right? Will he really clean house and fire all kinds of people? Will the employees revolt? Will Trump return? What do you expect to see, James?
That's an interesting question about Trump returning. With regards to Musk, look, we could always find a reason to disassociate with somebody. It wouldn't take much digging for anybody in the world if our goal was to say, okay, well, this is something I don't like. I like a lot of what Elon Musk says. I mean, he's certainly right about media censorship. He's right about a lot of things. Socialist or not, he is right about things. Certainly much more right on things than the present purveyors of Twitter. So whatever's going to happen, and I guess, the truth will be told soon enough. I certainly see him as better than what we've got now with regards to Twitter. And yeah, if Trump gets reinstated, wouldn't that be something? Trump gets reinstated and
well,
make no mistake about
it. If
Trump
gets reinstated, he'll come back and put folks like James back on Twitter there.
Well, I actually am one of the few, and I have no idea why.
You didn't lose your
Twitter
account like me?
No, but everybody else that I know has.
They'll let me back on Twitter then. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Well, look, and
they say I can come back if I capitulate to their lies, then I can come back. And I refuse.
Trump's Twitter is how he circumvented the system media treatment of him. Trump won that election in large part due to his Twitter presence. And so if he comes back, hey, Musk buys it. The midterms are coming up. And that's something, by the way, that not a lot of people have been talking about. But if Trump comes back just in time to announce his candidacy, he's back on Twitter. Hey, you saddle up for 2 years of outlandish political theater. But
now
something
here's the interesting
that not
thing.
A lot
they
of people
claim
are
that
about.
There's no election manipulations. But now they're claiming if Donald gets back on Twitter, he might just win 24.
Well, how is that not election manipulation to ban a party? Yeah, he was the sitting president of the United States.
hold on. How do they claim that he'll take 24 if they don't believe it relates to the outcomes? But then how do they ban him and then claim that it's not election manipulation to stop him when he's a sitting president?
See, that was the thing. That was the whole thing with Hillary. Hillary lost because people on social media were putting
out of this.
Hillary lost because random people on social media were spreading so-called disinformation, and that was election fraud because so-called
inside secret. My wife's better than 24. Yes, she is.
You know what? That is exactly what Dick Morris said on this very program, and I believe it. But this thing with how is that not election manipulation to ban a sitting president, or in this case, he would be
James.
You know,
if I tell
nominee.
You it's not election manipulation, it's not election manipulation. Do you understand that I own the science
That's
and
it.
I own the narrative?
That's
now just
it.
Shut up, go away, or else I'll arrest you, or I'll send the FBI or the IRS to you, or I'll deplatform you, or I'll see how thuggish these people are, folks. They're out of control. I pray Donald Trump wins his lawsuit, James. And I pray Elon Musk take back Twitter, because I agree he's a socialist, and I don't agree with all that he does. But you know what? He's way better than the current thugs that have control right now. I'll tell you that. And you know what? We got to move the needle one step at a time. Is it a sideways move, lateral to some degree? Yes. But in many ways, it's much better. Will Elon have some respect for free speech? Certainly more than the UN thugs. Certainly more than that New Zealand whatever her name is, Jacinda whacked out lady that tried to say that she owns the whole narrative on COVID and on everything else, and anybody who uses their free speech is weaponizing speech. She's nuts. They're nuts. They're going to Gestapo tactics. And right now, Elon Musk ain't my friend, but I will say this. At least he wants to stop the free speech tyrannical thugs from their control. So it's a start, James, and we got to take what we can get at this point.
Well, and it's more than that. I'm feeling kind of bullish on the way things are going. A lot of people aren't talking about the midterms yet. If the Republicans get in, and I'm not a fan of the Republicans. I mean, you know, just like we're talking about Elon Musk, I don't like the Republicans necessarily, certainly not the Republican establishment. But if they can get in there and start coming up with ways to impeach Biden and turn about his fair play and maybe even Fauci, I think they can gum things up for a couple of years. And then, hey, in the meantime, Sam, you got the Supreme Court's about to come back. Their term resumes this month. And you know what happened in the spring with abortion? Well, now guess what's coming up? You got affirmative action cases coming up. You got all kinds of stuff coming up. And it looks like the Supreme Court is going to be issuing major rulings on affirmative action, the Voting Rights Act, before the end of the year. Looks like you're going to get some more 6-3 decisions. And this whole thing could unravel. What's going on in Europe? I'll just say very quickly, what's going on in Europe? You could see, before the next presidential election, an entirely different world. Governments could fall in Europe this winter because of what's going on there with the energy.
No, but I predict the answer is yes. In fact, I got a whole bunch of stuff on that. Proof that we destroyed the pipeline to Germany as well. I've got sound bites from Joe, whacked out Biden, and everything on that coming up next hour. I'm also going to prove to you that we, meaning our United States government, took down flight TW-800. And James, USA national debt tops $31 trillion for the first time.
That's another thing. Economic collapse. There are so many people who now agree with us who weren't necessarily totally on board. Or, you know, perhaps they were fundamentally, but now they are more outspokenly so from 5 years ago. So what's missing? Why haven't these people organized? Why haven't they done anything? Well, they're still too comfortable. But you let there be an economic collapse. You let their children start freezing and starving, and that's when things can change. And that's just, so again, if you're interested in the topic Sam's going to be covering next hour, and I'm going to be listening in the car, I had this member of European Parliament on last Saturday night on my program, and he talked about all this extensively. He says he knows, you know, his opinion, and he strongly believes that the United States did that to the pipeline. You've got utility bills over there in the UK that went from $50 one month to over £50 to over £1,000 this month. I mean, that is unaffordable. People can't do that. And if people start freezing in Western Europe and they can't pay their utility bills, you're going to see governments fall. You already saw it in Bulgaria. Bulgaria just had their elections. I know that's a tiny little outpost provincial nation, but the top four parties that got the votes in the last election were all voted out. So you're going to see some change. And if Russia can hold the line, boy, it's going to get really interesting over the winter. Yeah, it's going to get very interesting over the winter with regard to this energy crisis. And he talked
about
it.
We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you, ladies and gentlemen. Poor James Edwards getting whiplash from topic after topic firing at him from Liberty Roundtable Live. But I'm telling you what, there's so much to talk about, James, and so little time to talk about. It's the problem.
Yeah, coming on Sam's show, we're from the South, so we talk a little bit slower. We normally spend an hour covering one, maybe two topics if we're really getting fast-paced. Sam's like a machine gun turret. He's just shooting out topics five at a time per segment. But I love it. It's fast-paced and keeps me on my toes. It's always great to be on with the great and good Sam Bushman.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring up more stories than probably any other talk show. We do our very best to discuss them in detail. We don't try to just rifle through them. That's not the goal. But the goal is to make sure you at least get an inkling of what's going on out there. And, man, seems like there's more every single day. What we try to do is filter all that news and bring to you the news the networks refuse to use, the things that matter, bring to you stories. Now the Blaze is saying, hey, conspiracy theorists mocked by the New York Times one day, proven right the next day. So the Blaze just emailed what I've been pointing out to you at the start of the hour. Good for the Blaze keeping up. Shame on the New York Times. We ought to sue them for that, huh? I don't know. I guess we won't win. We'll wait and see what happens to the Donald. For James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and Sam Bushman, lovingliberty.net, we declare this nation shall endure if we follow Christ. God save the Republic.